Okay, thanks for coming to a special council meeting, 6th of June. I'll open the meeting at 5:30. In doing so, acknowledge the Gurriata people and recognise the contribution to Gurriata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Item 3, recordance of attendance. 3.1, attendance is as listed. We have Councillor Richard Whitwell on the phone. Councillor Whitwell, are you there?
That's correct.
And Councillor Lincoln Tarvo is also online. Councillor Tarvo, are you there? Thank you. 3.2, apologies, there is nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures of interest?
Nothing, thank you.
It's nil. Item 4, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. At the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of May 2017, council approved the following applications for attendance by telephone instantaneous communication. They were Councillor Richard Whitwell and Councillor Lincoln Tarvo. Item 5, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Order, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673, the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So if members of the public would like to use their tablets or iPhones to follow the agenda, I'm happy for you to do that. 5.1, public question time. Open public question time at 5:34. And do I have any public questions from the public? Yes. Yes, Mr. Carter.
$23,684,000.
Your actuals indicate $24,055,000. Are
these approved figures? And is there any proportion of this
bad
debts?
The CEO, I'll pass that on to you.
I'll take that on notice, or if the Director of Corporate Services is able to answer.
So through the chair, first question, is it accrued? In regards to accrued, there's no accruals apart from the raising of rates and then the cash payments received, so it's the rates received for the year. So it's not cash figures, it's raised rates.
I'm talking about the actuals.
Mr. Carter, can I just get you to direct the question to me and I'll pass it on. Thanks, Mr. Carter. Your question, Mr. Carter, again?
The question is are they accruals?
Can we clarify which year you're referring to? Is it the year coming or the year previous?
April 2017.
See ya.
We'll take it on notice,
Mr. Carter.
Your agenda tonight, you have a rating strategy background, and I read from it. The overall objective of a rating model is to provide for the net funding requirements of the town services, activities, financing costs, and current and future capital requirements of the town. Could you please tell me why we haven't got any indication of the financial costs as per your agenda?
See ya.
We have a draft budget prepared, and these numbers have been developed in relationship to that draft budget.
Why isn't it available for discussion?
It hasn't come to council yet. We've completed the. We're getting near to completing the EBA negotiations, setting the fees and charges. So all that information is now come together, and we will prepare the budget, the final budget. It's also dependent on a decision by the minister in terms of the budget. The rates.
That's right. Your statement says the overall objective of a rate of a budget model.
That's correct.
We are, where's
the model? The model will be developed after we endorse or... is endorse the right question?
Endorse.
Yeah, endorse the rates in the dollar.
So it's not available
to
anybody?
It's not. I haven't seen it yet. As I've stated last council meeting, once the rates in the dollar are endorsed by council, then they will be dropped into the draft budget, and then the draft budget will be presented to council, and then it goes on from there, as that's been done in previous years.
I had statements this afternoon which I showed in February 2016 that indicated the model, the strategy with the complete funding indicated on that sheet, all put out by the town report. And if you want a copy of it, I'll give it to you. Thank you.
Do I have any other questions? Mr. Peters, tonight's meeting is a special meeting, so the content of any question, Mr. Peters, the content of any questions has to reflect what is in the agenda.
Yes, I'm coming to that. The second question, it is noted that you on 27th Feb budget review, you indicated an increase of operating expense of 1.153 million. Which included an additional employee cost of 724,000. Please advise what payment were made to consultant in this adjustment.
Again, Mr. Peters, the agenda item is about adopting the rate in the dollar. It's not about what you've just stated. So, am I correct? Yeah.
Definitely is affecting the rate as you are increasing the rate, and that's why it's related to the
Mr. Peters,
because all these expenses you are saying this is not, but these are all relevant questions, and it is related to the rate increase.
So currently, Mr. Peters, a special council meeting tonight is about adopting the rates in the dollar. So if you have any questions about adopting the rates in the dollar, I'm happy to hear them.
I do not agree with you. Anyway, I have another question.
Endorsing
in our last meeting, you advised of a significant reduction in employment. How come you request an additional payment of 724,000 in employment costs?
Can you say that question again? I didn't catch that.
In your last meeting, you advised of a significant reduction in employment. How come you requested an additional payment of 724,000 in employment costs?
Again, Mr. Peters, like I stated previously, we're adopting the rate in the dollar. So I'll take questions.
It is related to you're going to increase the rates. We all are burdened in rates.
Mr. Peters.
Yes.
When the draft budget comes out, then those questions are relevant to the budget, because those questions will then the budget then indicates how many employees we have, how they're going to be paid for. currently tonight, it's about the rate in the dollar. So if you want to ask those questions when we're adopting the budget, happy to take those questions.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, because this is incorrect.
You can have your time at public question time in a minute, that's fine.
Anyway, like if you don't want to answer the question, that's fine if you're saying that, because this is very much relevant to what you're going to...
Mr. Peters, I'll just hang on. Can I get some advice on that, CEO? Are those questions relevant?
We can take those questions on notice and provide an answer back. However, the detail, as the mayor has said, all that information will be in the budget when it comes out.
Okay, so I'm happy to take those questions on notice and get some answers for you. Could we get a copy of those to the officer? Do I have any other public questions? No? Close public question time at 5:41. And open public statement time at 5:41. Do I have any public statements? No, public question time, I just closed it. That was the time to ask public questions. Now we're into public statements. Do I have any public statements? Yes, thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Minister. My name is Laura Gore. My address is 88 Anderson Street, Port Hedland. My statement tonight is one of fact. I am a ratepayer in this town who is going to be significantly impacted by the decision that councillors made tonight. I stand here informing you that I await your discussions with interest. I will take particular note of the rationale that will be put forward to support the motion, and hope that the degree of debate will go some way to clarifying for me the position that is being put forward this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Do I have any other public statements?
This is what statement I'm going to make is requesting the council to consider the rate increase, and I'll talk about the salaries and allowances as assessed by the tribunal. Local government banning led to an inherent conflict between the interest rate payers and the interest of elected and executive members of the town of Port Hedland. Put simply, the CEO and the staff and the elected official are incentivized by higher personal remuneration for adopting a tax and spend approach at the expenses of increased rate liabilities. The SAT process favors large staff, large wage budget, and large capital expenditure program in its assessment of which band a town or city should be placed in. The placement of town or Port Hedland in band 1, the highest remunerated band, see as the only township to be allocated in this band, the rest are cities. We are alongside local government areas such as City of Rockingham, population being serviced approximately 130,000. City of Calgary with 30,000 population has a budget of 27 million wages. The fact that we are in band 1 is a legacy of mining boom and indicative of the bloated and over-enumerated organization. That you would recently advise a junior admin role, you will recently advertise a junior admin role with a starting salary of 95K is clear evidence of both a disconnected organization spending other people's money and ridiculous structure that see those at top rewarded personally for running a large wages bill. What is most outrageous is that town of Port Hedland staff and elected official feel that within band 1 it is appropriate that you remunerate yourself at 98.5% of maximum permissible sum for the bank. If you guys are worth 98.5% of bank max, what should be the city of Melbourne population being serviced over 100,000 get? Maybe 200%. The very fact that the recommending officer knows there is a medium risk that town of Port Hedland will be rebranded down to ban on the release of the next census data should actually tell you all you need to know about where we should be positioned in the ban currently and not at 98.5%. And we have a population of approximately 11,000 people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. There's a few incorrect statements there. Sorry. Do I have any other public statements? I think you'll close public statement time at 5:46. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Irie.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Newbury.
No, thank you, Mr.
Councillor Whitwell.
No, thanks.
Councillor Tarvo.
No, thanks.
Thank you. Item 7, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Have a show of hands, please. Councillor Whitwell?
Yes.
Councillor Tarvo?
Yes.
So 8-0. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8, 8.11, Rating Strategy 2017-18. With the officer's recommendation on page 9. Yes. We'd like to table some
late
items.
Late submissions. If I could just, through the chair, just table 3 late submissions received in relation to this report. I think you should all have received copies of those. Please note they're for information purposes only and not to influence your decision making as it were received late.
Thank you, CEO. Can we just check to see? Councillor Tarvo, are you still there?
I haven't received any further information.
Late submission.
Late submissions. 3 late submissions came in. Councillor Whitwell, are you still there? Councillor Whitwell, can we try it? Can we try again? Councillor Whitwell.
No. Would you like to suspend standing orders for a couple of minutes, or up to you?
Relating to?
Just while we get the council back.
Yeah, we can do that. suspend standing orders. Move deputy, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Is there any against? Motion's passed. Did you hear that, Councillor Tarvo?
Yep. I'm for carrying out standing orders.
Okay.
I'm unavailable.
Pass 7-0. Continue without. Did you want to discuss anything while we're out of standing orders?
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
So I get a mover. Move deputy mayor. Seconded Councillor Gillingham to go back into standing orders. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 7-0. Okay, the officer's recommendation on page 9. I would like to put forward a alternate recommendation, option 5. Do we?
Is Councillor Tarvo and Whitwell, when he was there, aware of what's on the put?
Councillor Tarvo is. Okay. Obviously, Councillor Whitwell is not contactable.
No, understandable.
Councillor Whitwell?
Yes.
It's David Pence. We've got you back online.
Sorry.
You're back online now?
Yes.
Okay, I've got you on my mobile.
Yeah, right. That's good because I dropped out.
All right, you're on the speaker.
Right.
Okay. Do we have it up then?
Yeah.
So, do I have a? I've moved it. Do I have a seconder?
Can you clarify what you are moving?
So we have changed the rate in the dollar for residential to 1.5, the rate in the dollar for industrial to 12.5%. TWAs, there is no increase in TWAs. And the $2.5 for the remainder, which is commercial, GRV tourist accommodation, UV mining, and UV pastoral. I've just stated what we've changed. Did you get that, Councillor Whitwell?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so the alternate recommendation, Councillor Whitwell, is...
When did this come about?
When you were offline.
All right, okay. Thank you.
So the alternate recommendation, residential 1.5% increase.
Yes, okay.
GRV commercial 2.5, GRV industrial 12.5, GRV mass accommodation is 0, GRV tourist accommodation 2.5, UV mining 2.5, UV pastoral 2.5, and UV other is 0.
Okay, so what does that yield in terms of of rates.
The proposed yield will be $25,317,485.
Okay, and how does that compare with last year's rates?
Hang on. Can we answer? Yeah. See ya. Oh, we'll go out of standing orders.
If you're going to have this discussion.
Yes. Okay, Councillor Whitwell will again move out of standing orders to have this discussion. Do I have a mover in the Deputy Mayor, seconder in Councillor Gillingham? Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Councillor Whitwell.
Yes.
Your question again?
Represent this new version in terms of its rate take over last year.
So, what's the difference between last year's and this year?
Actuals versus budget.
We're just calculating it now for you, Councillor.
Okay.
Councillor, it's a
5.672. Is that right?
It's a 5.2% increase over.
5.2%.
Right?
Yep. I'm just thinking
over
the 2 years.
The one thing I didn't hear there was the land that was kept vacant. What happened to that?
It's unchanged as per the officer's recommendation.
No, that is the GRV industrial has gone down from 25% down to 12.5% in this recommendation.
That's vacant land, is that right?
No, the vacant land was a new category, and industrial. Yep.
So where's that going? The vacant land, it stops where it is.
It's as presented in the agenda.
Okay, but what? It's got a couple of variants in the agenda, right? That's a 25% increase and a 12.5% increase.
No, that's industrial category. Industrial in category where there's improvements on the land.
No improvements on the land, is that right?
No, where there is improvements.
Improvements, yes, improvements on the land.
No, look, sorry. I'm talking about what we were doing in terms of putting the rates up for people who didn't improve the land.
So the rates from unimproved land have gone from the residential has gone from 1250 to 1320, is that right?
Oh, that's for the minimum category.
For the minimum category, yes. And all other categories go from 1250 to 2000. Apart from UV mining, which stays at 270.
Okay, and what about percentages?
We just read those out before.
Well, I'm sorry. I just couldn't get the relationship between what I wanted. I wanted the unimproved, right? Not the unimproved value.
The commercial...
One.
So the commercial industrial vacant land is a new category. So depending on whether they've come from commercial or the industrial category, they'll have a different increase.
So GRV residential, 1.5% increase. Commercial, 2.5%. Industrial, 12.5%. GRV commercial industrial vacant, there's a zero increase because it's a new category, and that's 11 cents in the dollar. Mass accommodation remains as is, as 26 cents in the dollar with no increase. Tourism accommodation, 2.5% increase. Mining, UV mining, 2.5% increase. Pastoral, 2.5% increase, and UV other, 0% increase.
Any further questions? Councillor Whitwell? Do I have any other further questions, councillors? I'll go have a mover to go back into standing orders. Deputy Mayor, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. We have an alternate recommendation on the board. Do I have a seconder? I've moved that. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 10, closure. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 28th of June 2017, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing held on Wednesday, the 21st of June 2017, commencing at 5:30. We should close the meeting at 6:01. Thanks for attending.